Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 48 of From Long Distance to Marriage. This week we wanted to address a topic that we get asked about a lot. And while there's no one answer, because all situations are different, we still think it's an important topic to address. And this is kind of being either permanently ghosted or ghosted for a period of time by your long distance partner.
And also repeatedly ghosted.
Yeah.
We've had people who their partner sort of drifted in and out.
Comes and goes, yeah. So, I mean, this would be, you know, for example... Was really no example, which is basically when you stop hearing them, from them. You know, long distance relationships can be really intense, and you know, you're talking almost every day, or at least as often as you can, and you know, you try and make that time for each other because it's really the only opportunity you have to interact when you're miles and miles apart. And you begin to rely on that, and then suddenly one of them stops making effort. That's another term we've heard. Like, maybe they don't completely ghost you, but it's just like, man, I can't talk today. You know, oh, sorry, I'm really busy. It's like suddenly there's a noticeable shift in how much effort or time they're either putting in or available for now.
Yeah, but let's come back to that a bit, because I want to add to that that we've all spoken to people where they perceive there's a lack of effort, and sometimes there needs understanding on your part that maybe you're being too demanding, maybe they do have more going on. You know, we there's no shortage of people in long distance relationships who are studying, or they may be going through their own life change. You know, if they're moving house, if they've got a sick family member, you know, there is any number of genuine reasons. So it's very easy to feel like, oh, well, they're not making the effort they used to, and worries me, when actually you need to be more sympathetic to their situation. So I think there's a very important distinction to be made between I'm not hearing from them for no good reason, and I'm not hearing from them and I can't deal with it and I'm not handling it properly.
But there's two points I want to address on that. Firstly, yes, 100%. You can't just be like, well, I miss you, and you know, you're not allowed to have other things going on. But I think what can be frustrating for people in a long distance relationship is if that shift feels really dramatic, you know, even if they say, hey, you know, I just want you know, I've got, you know, this coming up and I'm going to be pretty busy. Sometimes people can't help but be like, is that true? Or are they just tired of me? Not that you should, but I think that's where some of the frustration can come from.
Yeah.
And the other point, which I've forgotten now, because I was talking about the first one. Oh, the other point was that it sometimes is, you said kind of, you know, if they're ghosting you or you're not hearing from them for no good reason. What really frustrates people that I know that we've had lots of messages with, and I've, you know, talked back and forth with, is sometimes they don't know if there's a good reason, because, you know, we hear from a lot of people who literally just one day stopped hearing from this person. So they don't know if they're dead on the road somewhere. They don't know if they just got bored of them. They don't know if they found someone else. And I think it's that not knowing and wondering that's so terrifying. And a lot of times in a long distance relationship, especially if you're early on or you haven't met yet, you don't have contact details of their best friend or their parents to be like, hey, are they okay? Like, you know, when you are in a local relationship, if they don't turn up for a date and they're not answering their phone, there's usually someone else you can get in touch with to make sure that they're okay or find out what's happening.
Yeah, I get that. And especially if it's a prolonged period of time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that you also need to take responsibility for how you are handling that situation. We always talk about objectively, sort of objective self-awareness and sort of auditing yourself and things. And I think it's important to do that in this situation as well. Just take a step back and say, okay, what are the facts and how am I handling it? That's not to say it's remotely your fault or that you're handling it wrong. It's just something to bear in mind.
Well, it can also make it easier on yourself if you handle it better.
Yeah, but then as far as like the actual ghosting, yeah, I mean, this happens. Like you said, we hear from people a lot, and we see it a lot. And I think there's any number of reasons why it happens. And part of that is, I think the younger you are, probably the more flaky people may be. Do you know what I mean? So, if you're younger and you're in this long-distance relationship and it's hard, and then someone closes home and starts paying a bit of attention, and it's, this has more benefits to me. And then I think that's certainly something we've seen multiple times.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something that, not ghosting, but that changing of effort is something we experienced, you know, in our relationship before we met. You know, you went off to university, and that there was two things there. Firstly, your internet connectivity was a real problem, which limited...
Well, we didn't have it.
Yeah. So we couldn't really talk, message, email like we used to. And also, you know, phones were expensive, so, you know, we'd have phone cards and talk now and then when we could afford it. So here we went from, like, having this summer where the only thing that ever kept us from talking to one another was me being at work. You know, we were both... You had finished kind of, I guess, high school. I was between my first 2 years of uni. And we were talking constantly. And then I'd go off to work. And then next day we'd talk again. And then suddenly he goes to university. He has no internet connectivity. We can't talk. And also, you know, it's a new social life. You know, you had a lot more friends. You were living with them. You know, it was, let's go out and drink. So not that it wasn't a good reason. I knew what was happening.
Yeah, but I think we need to clarify this internet thing. Because this was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's drastically different. That wouldn't happen now. I don't think so.
You'd still have 3G on your phone, the worst.
Data didn't really exist. I think it sort of existed. But this was right around... I mean, this was before the iPhone existed.
Or the BlackBerry.
Yeah, so it was just sort of around the time when maybe data was about to start coming out. Or it was incredibly expensive if it was there. So we had no internet at the buildings, and as you said, our only means of communication was me buying international phone cards.
Or me buying them.
Or you, yeah, which were really, really expensive. But I think now, this is the problem I think with ghosting now in 2019, is there's not really much excuse for it from a connectivity point of view.
Yeah, unless you're out exploring the Amazon. Like,
and even if you've got the worst thing in the world going on, yeah, if your phone is on you, you're going to see these messages and things coming through, and you can send a text, just say, really sorry, shit going on, I'll message you. Like, even if you send a message when you're on the toilet, you know what I mean? Like, you have time nowadays, and you almost always have the technological capability to get in touch with someone.
Yeah. I think what's hard is, like, people who are probably going through this, people that we've messaged, like, they just want to know why and what's happened, and that's not something that we can help. You know, we don't know why. We don't know why this person has either disappeared or stopped putting effort in. And it's heartbreaking. But all we can do is kind of help give you some facts that maybe can help you decide, do I sit around waiting? Do I keep chasing? Do I think, you know, fuck this. You know, this doesn't seem legit or whatever. And I think a lot of that depends on when you finally do hear from them, what the rationale sounds like. And, you know, I think people cannot just be so relieved to hear back from this person again that they don't raise the issue of, hey, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, and it depends how long it's for, too.
Yeah, if it's a day, it's like, oh, hey, where you been? Okay, cool.
Well, even a day, it may be like, oh, you know, I sent them a bunch of messages today and they've not responded, and it's actually been like 3 hours. I mean, they could have been in a fucking movie for a few hours, you know. I get as well that people say, oh, I can see they've read it. Not necessarily, you know, I mean... Let's say you're on Facebook Messenger, for example. They may be out on their phone, but their computer's open. Will show it's read, and they may not have seen it. You know, so don't.
Yeah.
It's very easy to be a bit paranoid nowadays because we believe
we're so connected,
but we believe that the notifications and things are accurate. You think, well, it doesn't necessarily. You know, give them the benefit of the doubt. And
yeah, you know, on WhatsApp, you get the two grey ticks if it's been sent, and then the two blue ticks if it's been read.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking for a picture a friend had sent me, and so I was going back through our messages, and I found a message from, like, weeks ago that had no blue ticks by it, but we've talked since then. They've obviously seen it, but, yeah. Like, the blue ticks...
But then, on the other hand, I had it yesterday where I was in a conversation, and I locked my phone in that conversation. When I unlocked my phone to do something else, it went to that message, so it immediately showed me as read it, as having read it to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
even though I immediately came out, I didn't pay any attention to it because I had to do something else. And then I kind of forgot about it. So, yeah, just because something says it's been read by them, it doesn't mean they've actually seen it. It doesn't mean it's been read on the device they're currently with. And it doesn't mean that they may have been having to do something else. I think I'll come back to that. And they just forgot. You know, not everything is sort of malicious, which I think is how we often just, that's our default response.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of times someone messages me and I'm at work, look at my phone, and someone walks in the room, and just in case it's a director, I just put my phone down.
Yeah.
And then, you know, forget about it. And then don't see it until later and go, oh, shit, sorry. You know, I didn't come back to you on this. You know, people have obligations and you know, it's like you said, it's but not this, always malicious.
So, yeah, like you said, this comes back to what do they say when you... And how do you handle it? If you handle it and say, hey, did you get this? You know, I didn't hear back from you. Fine. If you, like, all guns blazing and...
Yeah.
Then you're just going to annoy them, especially if they didn't really do anything wrong. It was just a genuine oversight or whatever. Then you put them on the back foot. So, yeah, I mean, like you always say, just assume good intent from people.
Yeah, but also pay attention to what they say.
Yeah, so if this is happening all the time where they're disappearing for days and then they come back and go, oh, sorry, babe, and there's no real good answer, then... I've got very little patience with that.
So I think this was kind of... I mean, like I said, we've heard about this. We've been asked about this kind of stuff a lot. But recently, there was someone who messaged me on Instagram, and she... I think they've been talking for quite a while now. They'd met once, and it was great. And they've been talking back and forth, and she said, you know, it kind of seems like he's maybe been putting in a bit less effort, and then I didn't hear from him for about a month, and it destroyed me, as it would. You know, you meet this person, you invest all this time in talking, and... You know, we have episodes about how intense, you know, long-distance relationships are because you're just so engrossed and the communication is so strong, and then for them to disappear. And so I said, you know, well, when you finally did hear, what did he say? And it was kind of a list of reasons that could either be, you know, some bad luck or excuses. Like, you know, my battery got messed up in my phone, I think was one of them, or, you know, my charger broke, stuff like that. But there was a few things, like... These things can legitimately happen. Like, I remember when you and I, right before we... I think it was just before we met, or maybe between the first and second time that we met, your dog was, like, walking around by your desk. You had your phone plugged into charge. She got her foot caught on the cord, and it, like, ruined the charging port. Like, it yanked it out. It
pulled the whole thing out.
Yeah, so you couldn't charge your phone.
No.
So you... What did you have to buy, like, a desktop charger? So...
No, I filed an insurance claim and had to go through
getting... But I think in the meantime, you ordered like...
What's a desktop charger?
So, you know, like the kind of, if you like a camera battery, like you just, it's just a charger you plug into the wall and it sits on your desk and you...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So,
So you ordered something so you could...
It was one of those phones where you could take the battery out and I could charge independently, but... Yeah, nowadays I couldn't do that.
Yeah, now you couldn't with like an iPhone. This was a long time ago. But so like...
Yeah, these things happen.
Do happen, but it's, you know, how... So my advice to that person, you know, this was the first time it had happened. They were talking again regularly. And, you know, she was understandably a bit wary of, you know, is this going to happen again? You know, obviously she was really concerned and was talking to friends and family about it. And it's very easy for them to form an opinion of, well, screw that guy. Like, he shouldn't be doing that to you. But a month is a long time to have, you know, obviously not everyone has steady income and things like that. But I think in that sort of situation, my advice was, okay, well, if you really feel like you want to move forward with this, then I think you do. And you move forward carefully and you look out for more red flags. Like, does he go 3 days, 4 days? Is this starting to happen again? And what is his reason? And it's one of those things, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know, like...
Yeah.
But, not that you should only give someone two chances, yeah, but it's that...
But that's all true. But then I think you've also got to have those reflections where you think... If they haven't... If it's not, oh, you know, I've been away on the oil rig for a week and all that kind of stuff, and it's just, you know, are they getting a bit annoyed with you and things like that? And it's just because, you know, we're well aware that some people place unrealistic expectations and demands of their partners. Maybe they're just a little bit overwhelmed with that. Maybe they're just like, I can't deal with this today. Some of the things I've seen from people who open with things recently is you know, I'm not getting enough attention from my boyfriend. Like, if I demand attention, I should get it. And it's like, that's not really how it works. Like, you know, he's not a plaything or a puppet. And, you know, when you need attention, he's there to give it to you. Just as one example, you know. So you got to think, and I don't mean to trivialise people who are being genuinely ghosted and saying it's their fault. I'm not saying that at all. But I do think it's always important to just be introspective and think, okay, have I just made them want a little bit of a break from me because I've been really demanding, really over the top, giving them a bit of a hard time and they don't deserve it?
Or not even... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, that was basically it.
Or even along those lines, you know, are they just really fucking bummed out about the situation that we're really far apart and they just need some time to reflect and hurt a little bit? And, you know, not everyone's healing process is the same. You know, for us, well, for me, that when I was really bummed out about it, I just wanted to talk to you more and I wanted more FaceTime or whatever with you. Whereas some people are different and they deal with things in such a way that they need to isolate themselves and think and, you know, talk to themselves a little bit. So I think these are probably going to be instances where it's, you know, a couple days or something, or they're just maybe a bit less responsive. But it is hard because then you get pushed in this position where you're like, oh my God, like, you're not talking to me as much. Like, is everything okay? And then you might be doing it more.
Yeah, and, you know, we're saying all this. I think the really important bit here and what it's highlighting is whoever's doing it and why ever they're doing it. Is that a word, why ever?
I don't think so, but I'm gonna like point it. Yeah.
Whoever and why ever this is happening, they need to talk.
Yeah.
So if it is that, and yeah, fuck it, the people listening to this maybe the ones doing the ghosting, you know, if you're doing it because you need a bit of time, they're annoying you, they're, or you maybe overwhelmed with the potential seriousness of the relationship.
Yeah.
Like maybe this is like, oh, actually, I'm really getting feelings for this person, and I'm a bit daunted by it being like, long distance.
Like we said, long distance is never casual.
Yeah, so whatever the reason is, just express it. Otherwise, you know, if you need time because they're overwhelming you, they're never going to change otherwise, because they don't know if you don't tell them. And if you are going away, then you know in advance, so tell them. And if you've got someone who's unwell, then as I said before, when you take 10 minutes to kind of have a shower or you're on the toilet or before you go to bed, just say, I'm really sorry, this situation's happening, I'm going to be really patchy talking to you, but I just want you to know that it's something to worry about. Then you've really bought yourself some time, because whenever you don't reply to them, you've already laid that groundwork and they know. If you don't, then you just setting yourself up to be annoyed, because they're going to be pestering you. And then you not only got the situation you're dealing with, you've also got someone that you've got to sort of not placate, but sort of calm down and reassure and potentially rebuild some of that trust that you've broken that you didn't need to break. So
yeah, it's a really hard balance to strike.
And that's if you're the ghoster. And if you're the ghostee, then sort of all that in reverse and just say, look, if something's going on, you know, I'm here for you, you know, all that kind of reassuring thing that you'd normally say.
But that distance can really make people panic. And I think people ghosting, or not necessarily ghosting, but maybe being a bit less available or whatever, you know, you're doing that's maybe making them anxious about the amount of time you're talking, be considerate. Like, things do happen. Maybe your phone did break. Maybe your charger did break. Maybe, you know, there's been a problem with internet in your area and your Wi-Fi's down while it's being, you know, repaired for a week. You know, whatever it is, like, make some effort to reach out to that person.
Well, like, especially nowadays, you can go, like, if you have got no Wi-Fi, that happens, you can go to a cafe and
yeah, you can borrow, you can go to a friend's house, you can, you know, go to the library and log into an old school computer. Like, there are ways. You just have to get off your butt and actually do it. And
new cars have, like,
yeah, Wi-Fi hotspots. Like, so. But it's not that fucking hard to reach out to someone and say, hey, I'm really sorry, this is going on, I'll be in touch as soon as I can. When Rich and I were, you know, long distance and he would be going to Canterbury for the weekend, at that time, Canterbury just was like, this was in the days of only 3G and Edge.
It was a dead spot.
It was a dead spot. And I might get maybe one message. It still message. Is, actually. If we it's not down great, the high but street. It's a lot better. You can still send people messages and emails and stuff, but it was awful. And he would always give me a heads up, like, hey, gonna go see friends in Canterbury this weekend. You probably won't hear from me. The signal's awful. And even still, I hated it. But
you knew,
and you always made sure to, like, email me, the, like, I'd know you were going the next, you know, you're going this weekend, and usually the morning of, he'd send me a nice email, you know, I'll miss you this weekend, and I'll can't wait to talk to you when I get back. You know, he didn't have to do that, but that's common courtesy. And I think while we hear that both men and women are doing this, ghosting, you know, either another man, another woman, whatever, like, sometimes I think boys can just not think a little bit about being inconsiderate, or about being considerate. So no matter your gender, just make sure you are. It's important. And in terms of dealing and coping through a period, I think we need to cover on this really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are being ghosted, or there's just a period where it seems like there hasn't been a, hey, this is going on, so I'm going to be unavailable. And you just notice that where maybe you'd text all throughout the day, you're hearing from them once a day. Maybe you'd talk 3 or 4 times a week and you're only talking once a week now. I think it's absolutely within your right to say, hey, like, have you got a lot going on? Like, I noticed, you know, it's a bit trickier for you to find time. Like, is there anything I can do to help? Like, should we set up set times so you know, things like that? Like, you're absolutely within your right to comment on the fact that you're noticing things have changed. And I don't know, do you think it's too needy to ask, like, hey, I just noticed that, you know, you're not really free to talk as much. Like, is everything okay?
No, I don't think that's too needy. And sort of as an extension of this point, I think we should talk about how to react if you're being ghosted and it's happening, not necessarily frequently, but, you know, more than once kind of thing.
Seeing patterns.
Yeah, if you're seeing patterns. And again, not to seem insensitive, but, you know, there are people who are openly in long-distance relationships because they lack the confidence to have a non-distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of brings its own dynamics to it, because you've intrinsically got a confidence issue, mm-hmm, there. But so if you have that confidence issue, or you just, you know, you don't really think that you deserve much more, or whatever, or this person's so much better and you'll never be able to get someone as good as them again, all of that will make you much, much more likely to not rock the boat, mm-hmm, and not upset them. But the reality is, if this is happening time after time, then you need to have the self-worth to say, this isn't...
If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting.
Yeah.
Sorry, just every time we hear time after time,
right,
it's there.
But you know what I mean? You know, you need to be able to say, actually, this isn't... I'm worth more than this, and this person's clearly not invested in me. And if you've never met, then that really raises the question of how invested in you are they? Why are they doing this? Are they only picking you up when they're bored, or when they've got nothing else going on, or when something more exciting comes along, they're happy to drop you? Like, what is the reason? And if it's happening, every few months this happens, then ask questions if there's no satisfying answers. I just think in this situation, because like we said, in this day and age, barring very unusual circumstances, there's no need to ghost anyone, because the technology's there to just be able to drop a text even and just say, FYI, I'm going to be out of action for the next few days, and just let them know. You know, forget all the subsequent things of, oh, what if they ask all these questions and they take my time. You can let someone know, and you can expect to hear from someone to say that they're going to be busy for a little while. So I just think if they're ghosting you in this day and age, fine, like you said, you know, fool me once kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there will be occasions when someone's got rushed to hospital, they left their phone at home, their phone's got stolen. Yeah, there will be occasions when... Yeah,
things happen.
If it's happening every few months and it's the same person, then that's something more indicative. Well,
I have two things. So back to what you said a few minutes ago about, like, it's telling, you know, how important really am I to them if they're this easily, you know, not putting that effort in anymore. It's also telling about how you feel about it. If they become more unavailable, that the relationship circumstances change, like ours did when you went off to uni, I knew it was going to, you were going to be less available because you'd be in a more social situation.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know about the internet situation, but my thing was, I really care about this guy. This is going to be really hard and make me uncomfortable, but I want to make this work, so I'm going to deal with this. If you're kind of like, you know what? I can't be fucked with this. I want someone who's always available. Then your feelings for that person are not necessarily that strong, and you just want a person, and probably someone else to make you just as happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't put yourself through it if it's going to make you uncomfortable and you're not actually that invested or fussed about it. you're not living together. You don't have children. You don't have joint bills. You're not committed. Like, you could, you know, if this isn't going to work for you and you feel like this person keeps ghosting you, get out. Yeah. Or if you think they're not available as what you want, sure, maybe you're a little bit more high maintenance. You know, I'm emotionally high maintenance as a person. I don't expect to be showered with expensive gifts or to be taken out to fancy dinners, but I do require affection and attention more than a lot of women. And Rich is okay with that because he saves money on me with, you know, I don't get my nails done. I don't need that. So that's okay. If that's what you need, then bow out. Okay, you know, this isn't going to work. I wish you the best.
Yeah, I think that's it. There's not always a happy ending. It's not always, oh, they're ghosting me and we'll just fix it. They maybe ghost you because they're a dick and because they don't...
Or just because your circumstances are different and they don't work for you. Doesn't have to be malicious. Could be either. Well,
yeah, as a one-off, like I said, I think if you're ghosting time after time
meant like if it's one
Big one. Yeah, if it's once...
one big one. If it's like for 2 days, get over it. You know, as long as their reasoning seems...
They've got a good reason, yeah.
Yeah. But the other thing I wanted to touch on was, you know, you talk about how connected we are and how easy it is to just let them know. It made me think of that time. I was back home visiting. This was when I still lived in America. And I was visiting family in California for my niece's, like, second or third birthday. Do you remember this? And we always emailed, because this was before messages and stuff, like... It was email because we didn't have WhatsApp or whatever like that. And Rich decided to test me by saying, hey, if you found out that my penis was only...
We've done this.
Yes, but what happened next is important. So it was this whole thing, you know, I was like, well, are you saying your penis is only 3 inches? And he's like, I'm just saying if it was. And I was like, well, are you saying it is? Because I can't give you an honest answer unless I know. And so I wasn't annoyed about the fact that he potentially had a teeny weeny. I was annoyed about the fact that he was obviously playing with my head and trying to do a little game. And he used to do this all the time with stuff. He'd always make up these little things just to get a rise out of me and people in general. You've calmed down a bit in your old age. But what happened was I was getting really pissed off and fired up. And, you know, my email exchanges were getting pretty, like, just fucking tell me I'm getting sick of this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, my phone died.
All right.
And I tried to charge it. And for some reason, it wouldn't charge. And we were about to get back in the car and drive 5.5 hours to Arizona. And so there's a couple hours before we left. And, like, something had glitched with my iPhone. Like, it had gotten so drained that I needed to actually, like, reset it. Like, I would plug it in and that little charging icon would come on. But the phone just wouldn't come back. And I didn't know what was going on. And so I literally knew, like, well, great. We've just been having a fight. And now I'm going to disappear for 6 hours. Until I get home to my laptop, you know, in Arizona. So I logged onto my sister's computer right before we left. And I logged into Google. And I had all these emails like, oh, don't do this. Oh, don't be pissed off and leave me. And I was just like, hey, I am annoyed with you, but my phone's died and I can't get it to charge. I'll email you when I get back to Arizona. Like, yeah. I need to figure out my phone. The next day I phoned Apple. They told me what to do. My phone was okay. But, you know... That is a potential time when you could have really freaked out. Like, oh, fuck, I've really pissed her off. And now she's just done with me and she's not coming back to me. I can't get a hold of her.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, this has happened. It's like, it's not that hard. You know, your friends will have Facebook. You don't even have to log into your own Facebook from your friends. You can send a message. You don't have to be friends from your friends and say, hey, I know this says I'm Tony. It's actually me. Sorry, I'm having this problem. I'll get back in touch with you. Like, there's no acceptable reason unless... You are completely isolated.
There are a few.
Yeah, there's a few, yeah. Being in the hospital was one. But,
yeah, just going back to what we said before, there's not always a happy ending. Know your own worth. Don't be afraid to say, do you know what, I deserve and expect more than this, if reasonable, and walk away. And if you're the person doing the ghosting, if you're doing it because you're not really invested in this and you're not really sure, then just be upfront about it and have enough respect for that person to say.
Yeah.
And you could have enough respect for them if you're doing it because you're overwhelmed or
you just lost interest. Or whatever. Just fucking say
or
it.
Or if you're just going to be too busy. Like, whatever the reason is, just have the respect and courtesy to say, I'm going to be out of action for a little bit or I'm not interested anymore or whatever. You know, but just tell them because you're saving yourself a lot of grief in doing that.
We're all human and we deserve to know what's happening. And the last thing I just wanted to say is, you know, if you are being ghosted, I think try not to, because, you know, Rich said it could be that they're really overwhelmed, or maybe you've been just a little bit more, which is, you're allowed to be needy, but maybe they're just having a hard time dealing with it. I think if you're messaging them and you haven't heard back in a few hours or however long, you know, it takes for you to think, oh, you know, they normally got back to me now. Hey, are you there? I think I wouldn't do more than like basically 3 follow-ups before you just wait to hear back.
Yeah.
That's really hard. And I really struggled with that at the times, and maybe, you know, think I didn't realize Rich was going to be out and about. Maybe he just went to town for the day. Didn't realize the signal was bad there. And he couldn't, if you can't always warn someone, you don't know what the circumstances are going to be. So sometimes people just get caught out. And, you know, just in case they are a little bit not sure about the long distance relationship, because it's a lot to deal with. It's painful. It's hard. It's overwhelming. And then for them to, when they do look at their phone and have, oh my God, what's happened? Where are you? What the fuck? Are you cheating? Like, they don't need that. Mm-hmm. Unless maybe it's happened before. But my last thing is, know your own worth. And if they do come back and, you know, like Rich said earlier, don't go in all guns blazing. Like, where the fuck have you been? This is unacceptable. But just be, hey, you know, I need to know what happened. Like, I didn't hear from you for a week or 2 weeks, and that's unusual. Like, you know, I was worried what happened. And then if it seems acceptable, okay, if you're able to in the future, let me know if something like that were to happen again. That's what I need. And then tread lightly and see what happens. Because, you know, it's one thing if Rich has a really busy day and I don't hear from him all day. You know, normally we text a few times throughout the day at work, but, you know, sometimes you have meetings.
But you know you'll see me in the evening.
That's the thing. But when you're long distance, you don't have that.
Yeah.
So it's really heightens the fear and the concern of, oh my God, what's going on? Are they bored of me now? Or do they not want to do this anymore? Are they hurt? So, yeah, don't try not to ghost. Give people a heads up if something's going on, and just try and keep your shit together. If not, and if it keeps happening again, then you need to have a conversation with yourself and with them if they ever fucking turn up again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, as if you want to talk to us about individual situations and you're not sure what to do, we're always willing to listen. Feel free to pop us a message on at Mr. and Mrs. Distance on Twitter or Instagram. Email us to the website.
longdistancetomarriage.com.
And we are here for you.
Indeed.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.